Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He is the 7th best player in the National Football League as voted on by his peers. He has a new deal and he is a 49er. He is the best tight end of the game who has redefined the position. George Kittle joins us on 95.7 The Game. George, how you doing, my man? Welcome in.
Hey, thank you for that, guys. I'm doing great. You kidding me?
Are you kidding? You should be doing great. Hey, how does it feel to have all the business side put behind you? We had Jack Bechter, your agent, on yesterday. How does it feel to have it all behind you now?
Oh, yeah, it feels great. You know, I think the best thing I heard was that your contract negotiations is kind of like having braces. And when you're done, you have great-looking teeth and a fat sack of cash, so... pretty excited about it,
man. And your teeth are unbelievable, and the fat sack is even better than the teeth. When you wake up after the ink is dry and you think about it, is there a purchase, is there a dream that's going to be fulfilled now that you've got that cake coming in?
Honestly, the dream was just to be able to, like, you know, do whatever I wanted. And I think now that, you know, I can really just focus on football, and I think what I do after football and after the retire will be taken care of because of this. It just makes me really excited, knowing I could play for as long as I want. Then afterwards, I'll still be able to have some fun.
George, did you have any worries or heading into camp that this could be a distraction? And how much of a relief is it just to get this thing done so you don't have to hear questions? John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy G, nobody's going to have to hear questions about your contract status. Is there a relief now that it's done?
Yeah, really just happy, like I said, you know. The fact that I don't have to worry about, you know, my next goal is to get the next contract, but it is a relief not having to worry about that type of thing. And just, you know, honestly, just focus on football because, you know, that's what I'm here to do is to play football and win games. With all that in the past, that's all I have to focus on.
George Kittle joining us, 95.7 The Game. George, we've asked some of the fans here at 95.7 The Game to send us some questions on the text line, and they're asking a bunch of them. And this is one from the 510, and I think it's a great question because we were all watching the NFL's top 100 players, and the list would go down and go down, and it gets to the top 10. At what point were you watching that list as it continued to be added onto and realize your name hadn't been called yet? Your name hadn't been called yet, and they were down to 10 players to go, and you're the 7th best player in the NFL as voted on by your peers. What was that whole process like for you?
That's a great question. I'm just trying to figure it out. it's an honor, honestly. It's just being able to get the hype on my peers. That's what you play the game for. Every snap you take is your resume, and guys around the league watch it. And, you know, that's how you get your respect in the league, and I'm honored, and it's an incredible experience to be thought about by your peers and who you work with. So just thankful, honestly, is what I think I'd be.
How tough is it to not rest on your laurels, not only individually, you know, top 10 by your peers and you got the great contract, but also as a team so close to winning the Super Bowl? Where do you find that hunger to get back and try to defy the odds and make it back and win the Super Bowl this year?
I mean, honestly, there's not really any need to find the hunger. I mean, I have said 100 times I get paid to play football, which is my dream job. And my hunger is that I always want to be the best version of me I can be. And I think I had a good year last year, but you can always improve upon it. I mean, number 7, but you can always be better, right? Like, it is what it is. And no one really cares about the year before, and it's all that, you know, what's going to happen in front of you. So I just try to prepare, like, this is going to be my best season, and that's what my plan is.
A lot of us, George, have talked about how you have reshaped the tight end position in the National Football League. Look, there's been some great tight ends before you. There's going to be some great tight ends coming in the future. But how do you look now at the tight end position? And do you look at it like kind of we do in terms of how you've changed the position now for the better in terms of not just what you've done to the contract market for tight ends, but the way you play the game that you've changed that position?
You know, I think it was more of a, like, the game's been, the tight end position has been changing for a long time. It's kind of evolved and evolved, you know, from Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, Jason Witten, and then the Gronk and Travis Kelce, Zach Ertz. The game's just kind of evolved and evolved. I think I've just kind of found my piece in there, and, you know, I'm just trying to shape it in a way that I, you know, I think is the best way to do it, and that's just running through things as hard and fast as you can. So that's just kind of my take on it. And I think everyone and every single tight end, you know, how they play the game is unique and it's incredible. So that's what I try to do. You know, I think I try to be the melting pot and just try to grab you know, little tricks and tidbits from all tight ends across the league and just try to, you know, do it all at once.
49er tight end George Kittle joining us, 95.7 The Game. George, the fun you have on the field is infectious. We've got a bunch of sound from you on the sideline that we play during our show. Rides, baby, all night long. Get your tickets. You yelling, woo! How much of that stuff do you think about, or how much of that stuff just comes out of you when you're on the field ready to roll? Is that just natural stuff that gets going, or do you channel some wrestling champ star that you love? How do you get so hyped up on the field?
Those are usually one-take wonders. That's totally lucky. Those just kind of happen from time to time. But definitely, you know, I definitely get some stuff from the wrestling world just because of how excited, how entertaining it is. I have some fun with that, but you just, you know, whatever's on my mind, I just speak it into existence. Pretty funny.
You and Jimmy Garoppolo have such a unique kinship, wearing T-shirts with each other's likeness, going back and forth. Do you have any other camp hijinks or some other Jimmy G-related material planned for us this season?
Yes, I know. I have plenty. I'm just waiting for it to get here in the mail.
Nice. So any additional teas you can provide to the nature of this garment?
Usually we'll drop whenever I have to talk to our local reporters on a Zoom call. I'd like to throw some fun out there for Jimmy, and I think he's going to enjoy it.
We were talking about Brandon Ayuk a little while ago before you came on, and the rookie wide receiver. What have you seen from him so far, and where do you think his potential is in the NFL?
I think the things I've noticed is that he has incredible hands, and that dude is really fast. And it doesn't look like he's even running. He just kind of glides along the ground. It's kind of insane, so. I like seeing that. I like seeing how he can get into the huddle with the ones and he can execute. And that's really fun to see. And I mean, of course, like, you know, we all make MAs and stuff like that. You know, we mess up sometimes, but he always comes in and catches the next ball. And I mean, honestly, I haven't seen him drop a pass, which is pretty sick too. So he's having a great camp so far. And I know just the longer that we're here, you know, facts are together, just the better he's going to get. So I think he's going to do just fine. And I think he's going to have a great season for us.
All right, George. George Kittle with us on 95.7 The Game. Let's have some fun. We're going to get some questions here from the text line from the 510. Wants to know, George, what's your favorite weapon in Halo?
Ooh, my favorite weapon in Halo? Shotty snipers. My favorite game type, so I'm going to stay with that.
Nice. Who's the best in the locker room at playing Halo or playing video games?
Oh, my. Ross Dwelly is very, very good. Nick Bosa is really good at some things. I think we're all, you know, really good in our own fair share of games.
Interesting. All right, if you were a professional wrestler, what would your name be?
Pass. I'm going to let that come to me. I do not have an answer for it.
Interesting. Interesting. That's a good one. Here's one from the 408. Would you be able to powerbomb Jimmy G through a table if it came to it?
That's actually another dream of mine, so hopefully that comes true in the next couple of years.
That is fantastic. Well, if we only knew of somebody who could help you with this dream of coming up with a name or powerbombing Jimmy G. I wonder what that would be. I wonder if is there some music that we have in the background that might be able to help us get this thing going. Steven, what do you got for me? Do you hear that music, George? George, who would that be? Who could that possibly
woo!
Be? George, give me a woo.
Woo!
Hey, now, hey, we have someone on the line. We have someone on the line that also uses woo. Hey, mystery caller, can you introduce yourself to the great George Kittle?
Yes, this is the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Congratulations, George Kittle. You're limousine riding and jet flying.
Woo!
How about that, George? We got the Nature Boy. George, we've got the Nature Boy on the line with you right now to congratulate you. That's got to be the punctuation mark to your great deal.
Wow, that's incredible, you guys. Congratulations, Mr. Kittle.
Hey, are you kidding me?
No, that's really the Nature Boy. Ric Flair is on the phone.
You've got.
Go ahead. Ask Ric whatever you want, man. You've got Ric Flair. You guys chop it up.
Hey, George, you're not only the best, you're the highest paid now, too. Well deserved.
Hey, I appreciate that, Ric. Maybe I get a private jet flying or something like that.
You're jet flying, brother, with that contract.
Oh my God.
Congratulations, man.
Dude, George, what's your favorite match that Ric was ever in? Is there one? Because Rick's the greatest of all time. There's no question. But you got Ric right here. What do you want to know from him?
Oh my goodness. You guys put me on the spot with Ric Flair. That's incredible.
Exactly. We work hard over here at 95.7 The Game, baby. We bring you nothing but the jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, sons of guns is what we bring you.
Limousine riding.
That's really impressive.
Ric, ask away, George.
What's your favorite promo that you've given?
Sergio made the limousine riding, jet flying, hold the alligators down famous, so... I said it, but Sergio Brown put it over the top. So
that's awesome.
That seems to be the favorite. I've had a lot of fun over the years, but excited for you, man. The 49ers. You took our coach from us in Atlanta.
Hey, I know. Thank you for that, Ric. We really, really appreciate having him out here in San Francisco. I think we're doing really well with him.
Oh, man, you guys are great, and you got Lynch as a GM. I'm a big fan of his. I've met him once. Man, congratulations to you. Know, George, I got recruited by Iowa in high school.
I've done that before.
Spent the weekend with Eddie Podolak and his brother.
Oh, wow. You had a good weekend then, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a great time, man. But I ended up going to Minnesota. But I know a lot about Iowa, man. Where's your hometown?
I grew up in Iowa City, actually, right where the college is.
There you go.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Right there, yeah. I got recruited. Well, I think Nagley was the coach when I was being recruited. But, man, what a career you've got going on, man. Are you married?
I am married, thankfully. Goodness gracious. I need to
Oh,
back.
Good deal. Well, hey, listen, stay married. That 15 million could go real fast when you get divorced.
I appreciate it.
I know a lot about marriage.
That's awesome. That is great. Hey, George, you remember one of Rick's favorite matches that you were watching as a kid? Is there any match that stands out to you?
Well, I know in college I spent like 6 months watching all the WrestleManias, so I got my fair share of Rick, and I honestly I just enjoy watching all wrestling, and like I don't know how many favorite matches I have, but I will say like Rick, what was your favorite WrestleMania? Like just more the crowd and the show. Like what was your favorite pop?
It's funny. My favorite would have to be when I retired, which, believe it or not, I was 59. I'm guessing your age group, you were watching what they called the Monday Night Wars, right, with Nitro and Raw?
Yeah, that was a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everybody in college, that's where we made all our money, or where they got the ratings from the college bars watching the two shows. But, I'm a little bit, I'm probably... I was in my prime when you were probably 10 years old. But my favorite match at WrestleMania for myself personally was when I wrestled Shawn Michaels when I retired.
But that was cool.
That was, 80,000 people. And to have that kind of a farewell and to be wrestling a guy who is the greatest performer in the ring ever, Shawn Michaels, it was a tremendous experience for me. But that was the same card that Big Show had Floyd Mayweather and John Legend sang the anthem. Kim Kardashian was there. It was loaded. It was a great, great night for me and a great night for wrestling.
Ric, what kind of potential would George have in the ring? What do you think George would do in the ring? You think he's got some moves that he might be able to trans...
Here's the deal. here's what George has got going for him. He's a great athlete. I cannot believe you went in the fifth round. You're like, you're going to be like Brady. And you're gonna, they're going to look back at that and say, boy, we screwed that up. But George has a lot of charisma. Aside from being a great athlete, George brings a lot of charisma, as does Kelsey, to the game. When you take that and it equals ability, you know, I haven't seen a guy that brings as much to the table since Deion was there. You know what I mean? That's exciting for us. It's one thing to be great, which, George, you are. It's another to know how to market it. And you're doing a good job of doing that. So yards after tackle, after contact. I keep track of you, man.
Hey, Rick, man, I really appreciate that, man. I'm honestly just kind of sitting here starstruck. Like, this is incredible. Thank you to you guys for bringing Rick on. Like, I really appreciate the kind words.
Hey. Oh, you kidding me? We love you.
It's not.
And you know what? I'm a 49er for life. I've loved Montana and Steve Young and Jerry Rice. I mean, there's some guys that have come out of that organization that you just can't, you know, the 49ers. And it was the 49ers or the Cowboys, and I always went with the 49ers. So, congratulations to you. You're the great franchise. Tell the coach I wish he hadn't left Atlanta. And congratulate Mr. Lynch for me, too.
Oh, 100% will. Like I said, Rick, thank you so much, man. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, God bless you. Continue success. Stay married, George.
Give me a woo, nature boy. Give me one more woo.
If you stay married, you can limousine ride and jet fly forever.
No need to steal kisses. Woo! Give me a woo, nature boy.
Take care, guys.
See ya. Thanks, take Rick. Care, Rick. How about that, George? We got the nature boy here for you. Your new tag team partner, George, is the nature boy, Ric Flair, calling you all the way from Hotlanta.
That's pretty impressive, guys. Look at you.
Yep.
Wow, thank you.
Yep.
That was sick.
And that guy is unbelievable. He's excited to talk to you. He was so gracious and said, hey, love to do it. We have a great time doing it. He's a big fan of yours, and I know you're a big fan of his and wrestling in general, so we wanted to make sure that that could happen. I know you got all you wanted. You're the seventh best player in the game. You got a beautiful, lovely wife. You got a new contract. You're set up for life. Why not punctuate it with a little conversation from the nature boy?
Yeah, no, that goes a long way, so I really appreciate that. That was special. Thank you. That was awesome.
Great. Man, we really appreciate that. Well, thanks so much for coming on today. We really appreciate your time. We hope we can do it again sometime. We know the season gets very busy, and it's hard to get to talk to people. But listen, a lot of 49er fans are really rooting hard and are exhaling that the Niners got the deal done with you. You reset the market. George, congratulations on the deal. Best of luck. Stay healthy, and let's have a great 49er season this year.
Hey, I appreciate that. And yeah, you could give some, you know, wrestling intros for those introductions. That's pretty impressive.
Dude, that is awesome. Dude, we got to do some of that stuff. We got to get a Kittle bomb or something out there. That's what we got to do. We got to create a new move. That's what we got to do. We got to get the Kittle bomb when you score a touchdown. We got to have some type of great touchdown celebration, and we'll call it the Kittle bomb. George, we'll work on it, okay, my friend?
We'll work on it. Maybe I can like throw Trent into the stands or something.
That's true. You know what? That would be it. Like, if Jimmy G scores, you can pick him up and throw him into the crowd. You know, like, they have the Lambeau leap. We've got to get our own thing, a Kittle bomb. You just throw guys into the crowd, whoever scores a touchdown. You run down, pick him up, and throw him into the crowd.
I'll ask McGlinchey and I'll ask the whole line to help me with that. I think they would appreciate it.
Oh, my God. That would be so awesome. Hey, the next time there's a WWE event, we want to get you out there and make sure that everyone has a fun time, because we know you love that stuff. But we thought you'd love having the Nature Boy on this morning. We hope you did. Best of luck to you, George. Thanks for joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, we're big fans of yours. You're always welcome to come on anytime. If there's a big match coming on and you just want to talk wrestling, this is the place to come. We'd love to come in and preview it with you.
Hey, you know what? I might pick you up on that one. I'm always down to talk to you.
Sounds good, man. Take care.
Thank
be
you
safe.
Guys so much.
Have a great practice today. We'll talk to you again soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.